Yes, KD, listen. KD, anybody on frequency? KD, clear.
CEF, mobile.
KO4 CEF, W4 DJW. Is this working, Andrew? All right, I had to switch over to backup generator. The power is out, and I didn't know if I got everything hooked up right or not. Thanks. I'm going to continue to my cleanup. Are you just now leaving to go home?
Yeah, on my way home now from work. Enjoy some time for the weekend and see if I'm going to sell popcorn tomorrow. So your power at your house went out?
Yeah, when I took the trash off about 11:30 this morning, there was a bunch of linemen that were lined up on Rutherford Road where it runs into 101 at the old mill that down there. And eventually the power went out. wind has been blowing pretty hard all day. I don't know if a tree went down or somebody hit a pole or what, but it's been out for a couple hours. So I figured time to turn on the generator and get everything hooked up so it's working. And about time I get everything ironed out, that's when the power will come back.
Hopefully they're not trying to do work on a day like today. Maybe it's something more to do with the hurricane and the wind, but it's weird. I heard an APRS packet go out. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, everything's working good. That sucks. I hate that you lost power, but hopefully I get it back up before long.
Well, that generator needs to be exercised every now and then anyway. I need to run the old gasoline out and put some new gas in it. So this kind of forces us to keep it in shape, keep it in good shape. Anyway, I'll let you go. I got more work I got to do. I just wanted to see if this much of it was working so far. I appreciate the report. W4DJW.
13KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.
AEF, this is KC4SKD, name and layer.
Name here is Andrew. How you faring in this hurricane weather?
Just headed home. I was supposed to get off at 1 o'clock, and then it became 2 o'clock, and then ended up didn't get to leave till 2:45, but I'm headed home now.
What you mean? I was in the same boat today. It was Friday. I had all my time in. I thought I was going to be able to sneak out about 2 o'clock, and 2:45, about that time I walked out the door, so I know that feeling all too well, but yeah, at least you're headed that way, though.
I got a text from my brother. He lives in Goose Creek. He said it's a little rougher there. They've lost power 2 or 3 times, but nothing really serious as of yet.
I think I read earlier today, it's a couple hours ago, that there's about 30,000 people in the lower part of the state, low country, that are without power. So I don't know. I mean, once it gets up this way, but then again, depending on which model you look at, how much we're going to get. So there ain't no telling at this point.
Be happy with some rain. It's trying to rain over here towards Easley, but we need a good soaking rain. Our grass is just like shredded wheat, all crunchy.
On that one, it would definitely could use the rain. They keep the wind and stuff, but I wouldn't mind the rain.
Work to do inside or outside, so if it's rainy the rest of the day, then I got some stuff I need to work on inside, but so it don't matter to me. Although I do want to go home and just relax a little bit after a stressful day at the office.
Game for the day, just go home, relax for a little while, and I think Saturday and maybe Sunday I'm selling popcorn for Boy Scouts for my two boys, so that way they can earn their way. And I think other than that, that's all I got planned, because I think mowing grass is out this weekend now.
A couple of weeks ago, and it hasn't grown much since we did that. So if we did that now, just stir up a bunch of dust.
You're right. I think it's about the last time I'm going to have to mow, too. So it's either going to be me or my son. One of us is going to get out there and do it. He'll get money, or I'll save me $20 for him cutting grass. But it'll happen at some point in time soon.
Our yard's kind of rough. We tried several ride mowers, and yard's just absolutely too rough for it. So we got 2 push mowers. And if my wife and I both work on it, we can have it done in about 1 hour and 30 minutes. That's taking a little short break, too.
Well, that, I pushed my yard for a long time before I finally decided to get a ride mower, but now my son's 14, he can do the riding and I can do the weed eating, so it works out pretty good now.
C4SKD, we've got some molding we need to put down in the kitchen, in the, I'll think of it in a minute, living room and the dining room. We ripped up the carpet several years ago and didn't put molding down, so we finally got it. It's laying there in the floor, just getting acclimated to the temperature and all that, so I could probably work on that some.
It might be a good weekend for it, which I don't know, this is kind of weird. Either this is going to hit a little later this evening, meaning we'll get more rain, or else it'll be out of here. I don't know, like I said, depends on what model you look at and how much rain we're supposed to get. So there ain't no telling, really. I mean, we might just get brushed by it, and tomorrow will be a fine day, maybe a little windy. Who knows?
But anyway, we'll just have to wait and see. It was sprinkling pretty good. Now I get over here towards Easley, and it's done quit.
Fourth on 85 now. It's Spartanburg, and I mean, it's barely misting a little bit, and that's about it, so... Who knows? I guess we just have to wait and see what happens.
Well, I remember the closest I have ever come to a hurricane. We were camping at Myrtle Beach. This was the summer of 1985, and it started coming Hurricane Bob. And we took the tents down. We had several tents set up on one little spot, and it was raining sideways. And boy, that was kind of interesting, packing things in the car and everything's all wet.
A time or two. I've never done it during a hurricane, but that would definitely be a little unnerving, I believe, if I was in a tent while a hurricane came through. But we, I remember Hurricane Hugo when it came through, and then... I think it was last year. It was Elsa or something like that. You know, we made reservations to stay at the beach in our camper, and, you know, we weren't really sure how it was going to be, so we just rolled the dice, and we went on down there, and, you know, that night I just pulled all the slide outs in, and we just all slept in the main area of the camper, and it worked out pretty good for us.
What campground did you stay at?
Lakewood Campground. So it's kind of between Pirateland and Myrtle Beach Resort down there, KO4CF.
I'm very familiar with Lakewood. We stayed there many times. And I tell you, this interesting, in the mid to late 70s, we'd stay there and go play games in the arcade and shoot pool and go up on the sun deck. And we were kids, we thought life didn't get any better than that.
Yeah, I still enjoy it. I love going down there. They probably got the same arcade games that were in there then as they do now. They definitely got some age on them, but yeah, I love going down there. Every time I go, I'm tempted not to come back, but unfortunately, I got to go to work.
Me and some friends went, and it started raining and the middle of the day, and the tent leaked. Well, there was an Airstream over there that just happened to be unlocked, so we just went in the Airstream and stayed until the rain quit, and then went about our day after that.
Definitely some nice accommodations, because I've lived at those Airstreams. Man, those things are really nice. I'd love to have one, but I don't think I'd enjoy paying for it.
But when we'd go camping, each of us could take $200, and that would pay the gas down there and back, all the campsite fees, all our food and entertainment, and we'd come back and still have money in our pocket. You sure can't do that now.
Yeah, you're right about that. It's definitely hard. We usually, when we go down, we'll make our reservations there. Sometimes we'll get a golf cart, depending on when we go, and other times we'll skip out on that one. Try to save some money that way, but that's one thing I like about staying in those campgrounds is pretty much everything you need is almost there. You know, go grocery shopping, and if you gotta go to the store, you go, but it's pretty nice. The way things cost nowadays, like the aquarium, is crazy expensive now, but man, it just, yeah, so the campground just seems to do it for us.
I'll go ahead and sign with you. I'm not far from the house, so it's been, thanks for riding along with me for a few minutes, and hope you have a good rest of your day.
I appreciate you keeping me company most of my way home, so I got about 5 or so miles to go, and then I'll be pulling in the driveway. But, well, good luck with your projects this weekend, whatever you get to end up doing. So hopefully we'll holler at you again on the radio, KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.
Have a good afternoon, KO4CEF. This is KC4SKD.